Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the solutions of your problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today to provide you with those very beautiful tips based on Quran and narrations, we have with us in the studio our guest speaker, who is a world-famous speaker and Islamic researcher. Yes, she is none other, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me here in this beautiful discussion.
Thank you so much for coming, despite your busy schedule. Well, sister, we have been talking on different phases of Islamic upbringing. We talk about bedtime upbringing. And in bedtime upbringing, as you beautifully mentioned in our previous sessions, that we could recite ahadith in different, you know, tones, in different forms. We can form our own lyrics. We can just do wonders if we want. And that way we are providing education to our children, the Islamic education, plus we are giving them time, which is very, very important, because in this today's life, parents don't have enough time for their children. However, today I would want to ask you, when these children are growing up in the cultures who have these headsets or music in their ears all the time, and you said in the previous sessions that we have bedtime, a beautiful time wherein you can recite these ahadith, which is the beautiful age of a children, which is the best age when a mother can start this process?
Well, the way we have talked before too, that the training of children doesn't start after his birth. Even during the pregnancy, if a mother and even the father, you know, before pregnancy, they say, you know, the food which father eats, it gives so much very, very deep impact on maybe the color of the child, you know, the personality of the child. So the way father is thinking also very important. But after pregnancy, definitely the most, the very vital role mother is playing.
By a mother, okay.
So if mother is reciting Quran, can you believe it? What will happen? The child, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the way he's just building that child's like eyes and, you know, all the limbs, the same way you are providing the spiritual food towards your child, and your child's flesh, blood, yeah, skin, yeah, we say goshto, posto, istokhano, bones, and everything is just mingle, you know, totally mingle with the beautiful divine messages of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we would see hereafter, you know, how much
the
this
results.
Quran,
yeah, right,
you know, can just bring that amazing change. You know, you can change the DNA by beautiful recitation of your Quran, and you can change whole cells and, you know, whole wujud by this amazing, amazing wordings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I usually say the ayat of Noor, yeah, the verse of Noor, Allahu Nooru Samawati wal Ard, Masalu Noorihi Kamishkat. That ayah, I love it. And it has recommended that, you know, a pregnant woman, if she recites that ayah, because this ayah has love of 14 Ma'asumeen alayhim salam and Allah. Allah is the nur, and the reflection of that nur you can see in these 14 infallibles very beautifully. So the perfect nur package you can get by this ayah too. So at least if you don't have time as a pregnant mother to open up the book of Allah Ta'ala, you can just recite Surah Tawheed, Surah Qasr, and Ayat Nur as many as times you can. Yeah.
All right. So as a pregnant woman, if you're not doing very well, you are like, because a woman mostly has nausea and all that thing, she can simply recite whatever she has.
Yeah.
She has,
yeah.
Like she whatever she remembers. Yeah. All right, sister, I'll be talking to you, but after a very short break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about Islamic upbringing. And the sister touched a point. It does not start at the very moment the child is born, but very before that. Even it depends on the food the father eats. One can never imagine that this can have impact on the upbringing of a child. So a halal food and the way a father eats, it's all important in that, you know, embryo making thing. Well, sister, you said that the time does not start after the birth of a child. It starts, a pregnant woman can just simply recite the verses she remembers by heart. Well, that was one part of the story, sister. Now I would want to ask you a very different question. Once the children are like, they grow up, they become rebellious, they become, you know, they start becoming furious, they start doing this and that, and even parents become furious at them and they start simply slapping them or, like, you know, behaving very terribly. Are parents allowed to behave that way?
We all know that parenting is not an easy job, but the main thing is that what kind of intention you have. If my intention is pure, yeah, if I'm not taking revenge, if I'm not in a very hyper mood, I know my child is wrong, yeah, I really want to teach her or him the manners, so I have to pause. That time, no, that is not a time, yeah, to directly attack on my child. For example, if my child is very, very hyper and he is just, you know, mischieving with me, so if I just reply in the same way, I'm just thinking, maybe I'm advising, you know, I'm saying, no, this is not a right way. How come you're, you know, talking in this tune with your mom and whatever? So that is not a right way.
That's not Islamic.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Exactly. If my intention is pure, if I'm saying, okay, I really want to fix my child. Look at his manner. Look at his temper. Oh. He's not my type. He or she doesn't look my child. So now I'm worried, no doubt. But for my that worries, I need some time. So I should just, you know, push the pause button. And I have to reflect. And then maybe I can have a glass of water. Yeah. And then I should mention the problem, no doubt. But it depends how to put it. You know, sometimes I talk in a very insulting way.
All right.
Sometimes I'm just mentioning the problem. I say, yes, my Hussein, this is not a right way to talk to your mom. I know you want a chocolate, for example. I know you don't want to wear this socks, I know. But what do you think? Do you have any other way to talk to your mom? You know, you put some questions, just question them and ask them for solutions, you know.
Right.
And you can't believe it, Sister Zainab. I'm always, always thinking about this story of Imam Ali alayhi salam, very famous story that Amr bin Abdawad, an enemy guy, when he started to insult Imam Ali and he was throwing his, you know, saliva towards Imam. Imam didn't attack on him. He wanted to kill him, but he said, no, if I kill him, attack him, that would be my nafs.
Personal.
Yeah, my personal.
This became personal.
So most of the time, we, in parenting, we go to the personal issues, you know. We say, I'm tired. How come, you know, he or she is not appreciating my efforts? Me, you know?
Yeah.
So that is shaitani. So we have to be very careful. It looks so holy, very, you know, sacred, but it's not. It's not. So I think this is the area where we have to reflect a lot and gain so much sawab and reward by parenting and by training our children. But the only way is to have that pure intention, inshallah.
Inshallah. We'll talk on that, but after a very short break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, The best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. Sister, you know, I recently got a very, fancy kind of bedding for my children. And once I was showing it to my very close friend, my friend was like, wow, nice. What a nice mother you are. I said, yes, I did so many efforts. I hope my children remember this tomorrow. And there was a striking point coming in from the side of my friend. And that was, don't do things for the fact that they remember. Do things for Allah. You know, don't do, because most of the parents, as parents, we don't even realize. But we do so many things for our children just to have this notion, I hope she remembers tomorrow what his mother did for him. I hope this boy of mine remembers tomorrow how many efforts his father did. So is that an Islamic way? Shall we be expecting from our children?
So yeah, you are right. Here we are lacking, unfortunately, because our intention, you know, when we are performing ibadat, like salah, like namaz, like prayers, we say qurbatan ilallah. But we are thinking this is not an ibadat, yeah? This is not an ibadat. That is our biggest mistake. And, you know, therefore, unfortunately, we say the purest, the most loving, caring relationship is between parents and child. But still, this relationship is not that pure, you know. Still, we are so selfish. You know, we want more boys sometimes. Why? Because they can take care of us financially in future, you know, sometimes in some countries. So we are just thinking about this dunya, benefits of this dunya, this world, not hereafter. So if you don't have any expectation, fully you are relying on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that your intention definitely will impact on this beautiful parenting. You know, that parenting will become very nurani, you know, very holy, full of ilahi and divine fragrance. Yeah. So and then you will get the amazing, powerful result.
Yeah.
Because you will get that respect from bottom of their heart, inshallah.
Yes. Inshallah. So the basic thing is that we don't need to be expecting more. Even if we are expecting, we need to expect from Allah. That was really a wake-up call for me, because I really did not have that, you know, senses that what I am expecting. I'm expecting from a children. Oh, my expectation is so small. I should be expecting from Allah. I should be expecting more. Thank you so much, sister.
You're most welcome.
That was so beautiful. Thank you so much to your listeners who are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.